it's you find out that poetry and creativity and song and rhyme and all these things become multi-generational, because we are, in our generation, we get to be the ones that interpret what God is saying to our generation. And most of the songwriters and those that have had the greatest impact don't create the beauty of life. They create the sadness of the storms. So when we talk about atmosphere and we talk about message and we talk about what we have to say, here's a short one for you. It's called Old Friends. It's been a long time, he said, as old shoulders leaned over the hearth and old eyes looked back to a time when they kept secrets for God. With words warm and a song sad, the flame flickered to a long-ago wind, and it cast frail shadows on days too gone, where memories are better left in silence. A poet's pen would mutter like a fool if it knew the thoughts that were hidden behind their eyes. They just linger there now in the fire of their eyes. Yes, it has been a long time. I wrote that in a pub watching two old Irishmen meet and hadn't seen each other in a long time. Yeah, here's the last one, and then I want to show you why I'm reading these to you. This is, I don't know if you know it or not, but most all the harp players of Ireland for generations were blind. They were all blind harpists. But here's one called The Harp. His socks didn't match, his shoes didn't tie, his memory didn't know his real name. His tangled mind would race against itself and then run away. He lived going and hoping and praying, but never knowing where he had been. Then prayer would find him sitting in silence behind the strings. A single thought stepped out and into a lyric, and his smile froze without a word, for words were not holy enough to say what must be said. Only the tones and tunes of a blind man's harp knew enough truth to speak. Anything else in that moment would have been empty hearsay. His once feeble hands remembered their youth. The strings trembled to his memories, and his fingers revealed an artifact of wonder in every timeless note. And those who listened heard worship. Okay. Now, the reason I've created all of that, those poetic images, is because, now here we are. We're in a place where you have style, you have atmosphere, you have message, and every one of those would be the message, carry the message. And here's number four. Did somebody rapture out of the room? All right. Number four. Number four is mood. Every song creates mood. Every poem creates mood. Every communication creates mood. And you don't have to have lyric to do it. You don't. I just completely, in just a very few minutes' time, just started to bring imagery and places outside of this room and completely change the mood in this room. You can change the mood quicker with images. And did you notice that what I gave to you, all this poetry, was not, in the classical sense, was not poem with meter and structure and binary rhyme. What I did, this would be actually closer to prose or to verse. But what I did is I completely changed. With each one of those, we would go to a different place, and pretty soon everybody's mood changes and the whole focus of the room is different. You know, you can do that with a chord. You can do that in the middle of a song with one chord. You can change the style, you can change the atmosphere, you can change the message, and you can change the mood. And what is the mood? Now, you write this whole definition down, but it's going to be important to you when you go back and look at your notes.